Another court case another court appearance today in the matter of the very, very, very slow progress. That's a misnomer because there's been no progress. How can you describe something which doesn't exist as being very, very slow? The complete lack of progress over the last 25 years of restitution applications for the District 6 area. In court was Monique Mortlock of Eyewitness News. This goes back to a ruling by Judge Jody Colopin in November of last year, saying government must come up with a comprehensive plan to satisfy the restitution needs of many land claimants.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
did he give a time frame?
He said they needed to file those papers by February 26, which government did do. But the papers they submitted, and that's where today's court case came from. The papers that they submitted, in those papers, they admitted that they've been unable to come up with a plan to satisfy that November 2018 ruling. What was in this plan, or in the papers they submitted, was several affidavits from various government officials who say why they couldn't come up with this plan to satisfy the restitution needs of the hundreds of claimants that they are. And today's court case was a contempt of court application against Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, Maite Nkwana Mashabane, as well as the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, because what the claimants are saying is that February submission by government did not adhere to what Judge Jody Colopin had ordered in November, and they wanted the court to order that the minister herself needs to appear before court to state why they submitted an inadequate response, and also to give answers on what government has been doing since then to satisfy the restitution needs and why it's taken government so long. So essentially, claimants want the minister herself to appear before court, and today was another victory, you could say, for them with the judges ruling in favour of their application.
He said what? That the minister must appear before the court,
yes,
and personally,
yes,
account. On what date?
On the 17th of May. But before that, she needs to file an answering affidavit to this contempt of court application by the 6th of May. That's 2 days before the election. And this affidavit will need to include the following. She must show why she should not be held in contempt of court. She must also give reasons why she shouldn't personally have to pay the legal costs of this matter. She also needs to say why she needs to give steps what government has been doing up until now to satisfy the restitution needs.
Was there any indication given in today's court arguments about what the government has done since the February court date?
None at all. John, what we heard today in court from the minister's lawyer, Helen Gomane, was a request to postpone today's court case because the reasons for this, and the judges themselves said it was the reasons given, it wasn't strong enough. That's why they dismissed this request for postponement, saying government has had enough time. The reasons that Ngomani gave, which was that the minister wanted new counsel, but there wasn't enough time for the new counsel to look through the contempt of court application to come up with a suitable response. So the judges found all of these reasons fell flat, and it's for this reason that they only gave up until 6th of May to come up with an answering affidavit.
Thank you very much. And let's hope she comes up with something convincing, either as an explanation or as a plan of action by that date in mid-May. Thank you very much to Monique Mortlock of Eyewitness News.